Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Your tits, Dunkin' Donuts.
Stop this video and go fucking rent Burlesque on Netflix or Amazon Video Prime, not sponsored, whatever. What's up, guys? It's T. Kyle here, and happy Friday, and welcome to another weekend chat. Hello to everyone here on YouTube. Hello if you are listening on podcast, my new podcast version, and it seems like people are enjoying it. My views on YouTube have been slashed in half, which means that people are liking that I did the podcast. And I mean, it's not good that my views got slashed, but I also don't care because it means that it's making this more accessible to people. And so I just think it's easier for people to listen to. And I've gotten a lot of really good feedback. And so, yeah, I think I'm gonna keep doing. I mean, I already paid for an entire year of hosting and I can't take the money back. So I'm stuck with it anyway. But I mean, whatever. It's, you know, a personal investment that sometimes you just gotta put your own money into something and hope that, you know, it comes back. But anyway, this week we're gonna be discussing Christina Aguilera. I went to the Liberation Tour last night. I'm gonna get a little emotional for like probably 2 seconds, and then we'll discuss some like pop culture-y things. Also, I got a haircut. Do we like it? I went to this new guy in Hell's Kitchen that a friend recommended, and he actually, because I have this like really fucked up curl in the front of my head, and it's because when I was a kid, I shaved my, what's it called? The little peak in the front, that little like part where it like comes in. So when I was a kid, I took a razor and I shaved the front of my hairline into a straight line, and my mom was like, "You're an idiot, that's gonna grow back crooked." And sure enough, like, it all grew back crooked. So every time I go to the barber, they always fuck it up. And I told the guy, and he just completely fixed, like, it is perfect. He, like, fixed the whole thing. He showed me what to do. He showed me the right, like, a brush to use with a blow dryer. Voila. Anyway, so that was yesterday. Then I went to the Liberation Tour. But before I get into that, as always, I am sitting here with my large, half decaf, unsweetened, well, a little bit of almond milk, iced coffee from Just Dunkin' now. Just Dunkin'. I saw there was one of the stores on over whatever yonder, and they got all new signs. And I'm like, that's such a waste of money. You know, it still says Dunkin' Donuts on my cup. And not sponsored. And there's no more sip and peel and win. So I can't sip and peel and show you what I won, which is probably just another fucking 25% off Fanatics sports gear. No one wants that. Anywho, so what am I shaking my tits to this week? As always, gotta share that. This week, this is a little steer in a different direction from the past few weeks. This week, I am shaking my tits to All This Love by Alesso. The jersey just jumped out this week. So did the Christina fan. This song, first of all, I've been an emotional wreck all week. So, and I say that with a laughter because it's at this point, if you can't laugh, I am not going to be able to like get through any more days. But this song, the lyrics really got me. But then it has this like build up and then the beat just like goes off. And if you just love EDM and electronic music, it's not like a Chainsmokers EDM song. It's much more of a, I don't know, it's just good. And the lyrics are like, ugh. Let me read one of them to you. They're so emotional and I was like, oh, yes. And then it like goes off and it's just this really pretty buildup. So Been a long day, been a long night in the city. How does it feel to sleep out in the cold? Mama said, don't be scared. Even in the face of danger, I don't need much. I got all I need to own. And then it's like, oh, this. Oh, oh, it's so good. You know, just feeling it this week. And speaking of feeling it, and I just want to feel this moment, if you will. I went to the Liberation Tour last night. So let's talk about that, because it completely revived my soul, and I was depressed as fuck yesterday, and I called out of work because I'm trying not to get sick, because everyone's getting sick, and it's just been spreading like crazy. So I was like, I need a day. I can't do this. And I was just waiting for liberation to be liberated. And you guys, it was so good. I highly recommend going. If you are a Christina fan, even just the slightest, I was like laughing and crying. I cried twice. I just loved the whole thing. And the visuals were good. I loved the costumes. She had this like high bun, and then she clipped in like a Darcy 90 Day Fiancé ponytail. You guys know I talked about that last week. The universe, I swear. It was like this clip in Darcy ponytail, and I fucking loved every second of it. And there was a good mix of Genie in the Bottle. But, I mean, it's mostly Liberation, the new album, which I was surprised by. Like, it's half Liberation and then half other songs. She showed no love to Lotus. Was very disappointed in that. A little bit of love to Bionic. I mean, I really honestly just want, like, a whole separate show dedicated to Bionic. So that's just me being selfish. But a little bit of love to Stripped, but like, I mean, they all could be their entire own tour. And I think because this is her first tour in 12 years, that I was just like, I wish we had a Bionic tour. I wish there was a Lotus tour. I wish I got to see Lotus intro. Like, I just wanted more. Like, I left being like, I need 3 more hours of Xtuba in my life. Did I just call her Xtuba? Fuck. Did I just say it? I think I just did. I'm not gonna cut it out. Let me explain it. Okay, so I call her Xtuba, and it's not shade. I call her Xtuba because in Ain't No Other Man, where she just, like, it's, like, silent, and you hear the tubas. I think they're tubas. Aren't they tubas? Where it's like, burm, 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 burm. And then she's just like, hi, you know? So she, like, she sounds like one of the tubas, but that's not shade. I say it with love. I am a Christina stan. I've been a stan since day one. Britney's my number one. But I have always loved the two, you know, like Mandy Moore, Jessica Simpson, Willa Ford. I stan all the TRL legends. There's not any that I don't like. So I say that with love. So if it slips out and I call her Xtuba, that's why. It's just like my own personal thing with her. And she did the Ain't No Other Man note live last night. And I started laughing, and then I just started screaming, and it was just everything. Let me take a sip. My vocals are strained from hitting that note. So that's pretty much the gist of the show, but you guys, the highlight of the entire night for me, and when I tell you, okay, there has not been anything really that has excited me in the past 365 days, maybe. Like, I have not felt a state of euphoria the way that I did in this moment last night in a very long time. So I cheated a little bit, and I looked at the set list just because I wanted to get an idea of, you know, do you do this? Do you ever look at the set list and then think to yourself, if I have to go to the bathroom, this is the song that I'm going to leave during? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you kind of have to prep yourself. Like, I did it during the EDM concerts I went to. I was like, okay, well, this one's slow, so this will be my bathroom break moment. Is that weird? Is that weird that I do that? Okay, whatever. So I prepared myself accordingly. I had my two songs picked out. I'm not going to say which two they were because we're not going to get into that. But they were two songs, and it was like in the middle. And I was fine missing them. I had to step out for a second and I came back. I only missed one. It's fine. What was I going with this? Oh, so in the set list, it said Express Interlude. And Express is my favorite song from Burlesque. You guys know I stan Burlesque. If there's one thing about me that you can say, I stan what I stan and I stick to it. And I don't bullshit. I don't pretend to like something just to be like popular. I don't stan something just because it's like cool and trending. No. Burlesque is my shit. I love Express. It is my favorite song. She's got the sable titties, you know, on the dress. I die. So it says Express Interlude. Now, I'm not, my expectations are low. I'm thinking there's gonna be, you know, a video montage of like Burlesque with like lights and, you know, I don't know, just like vanity lights, and it will just be like E at whatever. This was not an interlude. So it starts up the, I can't even do it. Like, it's like, let me just play it. No one's gonna send me a copyright for this. No one even watches this. I get like 200 views. So don't send me a copyright. But it starts off with this. This kicks off and the lights turn up and there's chairs and she starts walking. And I was like, and she starts snapping on the chair. Bitch! Ah! And then she's on the chair and she's literally snapping like in the movie. You know, right? You know. You should know. If you don't know, stop this video and go fucking rent Burlesque on Netflix or Amazon Video Prime, not sponsored, whatever. So she sits in the chair and she's like, E-X-P-R-E-S-S. I lost my fucking mind. My jaw hit the floor. My right tit like flew over the fucking Hudson. The left one wound up in Bed-Stuy. I don't know. My wig was all the way down south. I screamed so loud. I just like felt this like euphoria unlike anything. And she had the pony and she was like whipping it. So she does the beginning like on the chair. And then even better, she did the dance at the end. You guys know that dance? Like the, one second. With the sable titties, you know. Bitch, you know. Oh! I lost my mind. She did the whole thing and she was like, you know, the... I'm sweating. I'm literally sweating. I'm shaking again. I lost my fucking mind. And it was just so good. And so that happened and I just felt so amazing, and it was just so good. And I went by myself. I was like, listen, I need a moment. This is like one of my faves. I have never seen her in concert. I don't want to deal with anyone else's shit. I'm gonna go and have myself a moment with my fave, which I think is important to do. I love going to shit by myself. I love traveling by myself. Anyway, that's a different story. So she does that, and then she did Bionic. She did a little bit of Not Myself Tonight, but it was more of just like the interlude. I feel like she doesn't like that song for some reason. I don't know. But it was just everything. So I did get emotional at like two parts of the moment. And I will tell you this. So as much as I shade Christina, you guys know I can shade Christina pretty well. I can shade Britney really well too. But for me, this is the whole thing about shade these days. Everyone thinks that everything is shade. Not everything is shade, okay? Just because, like, if you're like, oh, hey, bitch, it's not shade. Like, shade is creative. Shade, to me, comes from a place of, like, love or respect or appreciation because you have to know someone in order to creatively shade them. You know what I'm saying? So for me, if I shade you, that means that I care enough or I know enough about you to shade you properly. You know what I'm saying? It's like this weird whatever. So I have always loved Christina. Stripped is an album that got me through high school. This was the time of my life where I was realizing that I was gay, and it was right before I came out, and it was the album that I listened to that I felt inspiration from. I felt, for like the first time in the music, I felt something from. So as much as I shade Christina, she is always, I love her, and I will continue to stan and buy every album. So in typical Christina fashion, she gets emotional on this tour, and there was one moment, and she put up a quote, and it said, if you're going through hell, keep on going. And there was this, like, spoken word moment, which, you know, she loves an interlude. She loves a spoken word moment. We stan. And I got, like, a little choked up, and then she did a song that was, like, emotional, and I was, like, getting a little choked up, and I'm like, good advice. And then there was this other spoken word moment, and it was right before she went into It's a Man's World or whatever. It's a cover that she does. And it was a quote, and I wrote it down because I was like, I need to remember this. So it was this, like, scene. It was, like, this acting scene. And there was a Christina dramatic spoken word vocal that echoed throughout Radio City. And it was, she knew that the fall was not the end of her story. In solitude, she realized that the best part of her story was when she had the courage to get back up. And then it was like, lights came up, and she was like, ah! Oh. And I got so emotional because I just felt like I've been feeling so defeated recently, and I just, there was something about that that just resonated with me. And it really just, you know, it was an experience, and I loved it. I would recommend going. I kind of wish I went both nights. I don't know. It's fine. You know, can't look back and think about things and regret. But yeah, it just really resonated with me, and it was such a nice moment to have, and it reminded me a lot. I kind of feel like, and maybe this is me getting too otherworldly, I don't even know the word to use, maybe this is me being too dramatic, I don't know, I don't care. Do you ever have moments in your life where you feel like you're in the right place at the right time, and something around you gives you a sign, like if, so like for example, I've gone on trips before and I've like randomly seen street signs that are like related to the trip that I'm going on, or just like things stand out, or you just randomly get this impulse to like look to the right, and all of a sudden you're staring at something that's like a sign, like a literal sign that says something on it that's related to something you're going through in your life or whatever. I think they're called synchronicities is like the term for them, I don't know. Anywho, I believe in them, and I feel like there's been numerous times in my life where I've had checkpoints like that, where it's been things that have happened that have kind of made me stop and think, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be going, this is what's supposed to be happening. And on my walk to Radio City last night, first of all, there was a deli that was on 9th Avenue. I don't want to say where I am, whatever. I'm in New York, but there was a deli that was on my walk, and Christina was blaring out of the deli, and I was like, oh, maybe they're a stan, but, like, just happened to be ironic, you know, delis don't, it's not like they were a bar doing a Christina night. And then Applebee's, which is over there too, was blasting Keeps Getting, she's like, keeps getting better, and I was like, okay, this is interesting. So, like, my whole walk there, and then, like, all these things in the show that made me feel like they were the right messages that I needed to be hearing right now, because I've been feeling so defeated and so run down, and this just, like, injected so much energy into me. And yeah, I've just been really going through it, and I am gonna just say it on here because I feel like if I vent it out, it'll help. And I've just been feeling really defeated, and the biggest thing that is happening right now with me is migraines. Like, really, really, really painful migraines. And also, I've been gaining weight again. And it's, like, this catch-22 because I get these migraines, and they last for days and days and days at a time. And I also am, like, starving, and then they go away if I eat more, it feels like. And then my stomach, it feels like I could eat a house. Like, I could literally feel so ravenous, and then it's, like, my headache will go away. So I feel like I tricked myself into thinking that, like, oh, eat more and your headache will go away. And so then I'm consuming more, or I eat a little bit more sugar, and I'm thinking like, okay, this will help the headache go away if I just have a little bit more, and then it'll finally go away. So it's just this whole thing, and it's a cycle that I'm trying to break and trying to figure out how to break it. It's been difficult, and you know, at work, it's a very active work environment, and to be fair, most times is very fun, but it's very loud and it's very active, and there's TVs and people singing and talking and, you know, hooting and hollering, you know what I'm saying? And that's really difficult when I have the migraines. And so I am sitting there and I am just going through the shooting pains, like through my eye, like it's like in my eye sockets and like all the way to the back of my head, like back here. It feels like it's just shooting like through my face. And then to just have all that noise is sometimes so difficult and so stressful and just so infuriating, because it's just like pain that you can't get away from. And I can't just close my eyes and put an ice pack on like I do when I get home. I usually will just like put an ice pack on, turn all my lights off, and I just sit with like the ice pack on the back of my head and the ice pack on my eyes, and it does help. So that's just been the one thing that's really been fucking with me, and I don't know the right step to take next, because I just don't want to go through the ringer with a bunch of doctors because it's so expensive. And so I'm just trying to think like, what is the right route to take? And I'm actually thinking about possibly going to a nutritionist. And I'm thinking that maybe that's the problem, is I just need someone to help me figure out what it is I need to be eating at the right times based on my schedule that is completely inconsistent. And so, I don't know, I've just been feeling really defeated because I've been gaining weight and the headaches are just, like I have one right now. It's a little bit better. I had it all through the night last night, through the concert even. Before the concert, it kind of kicked in mid-afternoon-ish. And so I'm just hoping that it stays like subsided. And right now it's just kind of dull, like right here in the brow bone. I'm hoping it doesn't get worse. But yeah, we'll see. I think I'm gonna try going to a nutritionist, seeing maybe cutting out some types of foods that maybe are causing it, or I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'll skip caffeine and then the migraine kicks in like crazy. And I'm like, oh, is it because I am hooked on caffeine and I need to like wean myself off of it? I don't know. It's just something that I really have not been able to figure out. And it's also something that I know just from people who have had similar experiences, I know is hard for doctors to figure out as well. And so to go through that cycle of like just constant testing and money and trying to figure out, oh, what's the exact thing, can be a really long, intensive process. And I think I'm trying to be smart about, you know, not adding any more stress and not also just adding more financial burden by getting all this stuff. I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at. I feel defeated, but you know what? It's subsiding as of today, as of this morning. I woke up and it was much better, even though it kept me up a lot through the night. So I'm just gonna try and not think about it, which is actually helpful for me to stay busy by doing stuff like this, because it does keep my mind off of it. And playing video games, I feel like in a way helps, even though it could also be causing it because the screen, I don't know. It's like, how do you tell? I don't know. I have no idea. I've been drinking more water, like crazy. I've been drinking more water. That's my dilemma right now. We'll see. I just hate being irritable. You know what I mean? Like, it's just really made me, it's turned me into this person where I'm like, I want to wear earplugs all the time. I want to wear an eye mask all the time. And obviously you can't do that. You have to go to work. You have to talk to people, you have to do this, you have to do that. But it has honestly been so hard, and I feel like I'm at this point now where I'm just like, I need to say it because it's frustrating, and if I don't get it out, you just sit with it, and then it just snowballs into feeling worse, and then it's probably making the headaches actually worse by sitting on it and not, you know, expressing how I'm feeling. But Yeah, I had a total meltdown this week. I called my mom the other day. I had to get a shirt for, I have a wedding tomorrow that I'm going to, and I had to go, I wanted to go buy a new cute shirt and kind of be like, I'm doing like a trendy formal look. It's kind of cute. And so I bought this shirt in my normal size, which is the size I've been wearing for the past year and a half. And I went home, tried it on, and it didn't fit. And I was like, are you fucking kidding? And I went back to the store and I had a migraine and I just was like, it just all accumulated. And I had a full on meltdown, like crying in Columbus Circle. And I just called my mom and I was like, mom, like this job is killing me. Like my schedule is killing me. I can't get on track. I don't know what to do. I just completely broke down and was like, how do I get back on track? Like, I don't know what to do. So yeah, that's really the summary of it. That actually felt really good venting that out, to be completely honest, because it's something that I've just been frustrated with. And so now that it's out there, I already feel it off my chest. And if there's any, this is the thing. I mean, I know people out there like aren't doctors and stuff, but if you have any recommendations for ways to like help ease migraines, because no over-the-counter medications working. So Excedrin, I've tried Advil, ibuprofen, like all the different types, like Bayer, you know, all the different brands and chemical concoctions or whatever of painkillers, and not a single one of them helps. And so I'm thinking that maybe something, I don't know, I might try going on longer walks mixed with something. I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna start doing some research, try to find a nutritionist who's maybe, hopefully, luckily in network, because I don't really have good health coverage. So I might just have to make an investment, if you will. But anywho, speaking of investments, and other pop culture news, we'll swing it back to something more positive. There is something that's coming out in 3 weeks from now, an investment of a lot of my time and also quite a substantial amount of my money. And so stay tuned for that. In 3 weeks, I have a project that is launching that I'm very excited about, even though I think I'm even more so proud of it because I have been pushing through kind of this other shit that has been going on, and I've been powering through it and fighting hard to like not get myself, you know, down and to actually get out of bed and to keep going and to keep doing it because it is something that I'm passionate about. And you guys will be seeing that very soon. And then lastly, I guess I can just touch on a couple things that people asked me to talk about. And so the first is A Star is Born, the new Lady Gaga movie. I have not seen it and I don't plan on seeing it. Sorry. I hate movie theaters. I refuse. Absolutely refuse to go to a movie theater here in New York. I have had nothing but bad experiences with babies crying, people screaming, people laughing, ruining the movie, talking, phones going off. Just, it's the worst. And I don't even remember the last movie I still haven't even seen Finding Dory. And there's so many horror movies that I want to see too. And I haven't seen anything in so long. But yeah, so that's the only reason why I actually do want to listen to the soundtrack, because I went to a drag show last week and one of the drag queens sang that song, is it called Shallow from the movie? And it was really good. And I was like, that is a power ballad. I'm kind of into that. So I don't know, we'll see. But there's that. And then what was the other thing someone tweeted me and told me to talk about? Oh, someone asked me if I was buying any candles for the fall and if I had any recommendations for the fall. I actually have not, shockingly. Normally at this time of year, actually no. Would have been, you know, in August or September video for me where I would have done a candle haul, but I have not bought any new candles in so long. I did buy a little one for my bathroom the other day. It's like this little one, but it was called Agave and I forget the brand, but it was good, but I just needed something because I had people over. I haven't bought any new candles and I don't know. I think maybe the next sale I will buy some. I just had all these leftovers that were like kind of like masculine scents. So they weren't really fall scents, but they still kind of fit. And I have just a couple that were gifted to me from the holidays last year that I still am trying to burn through all of them. And yeah, that's why I haven't really bought anything. So I'm just trying to get rid of the other ones, and I don't want my collection to get too big. So I'm down to, I think I have 4 candles left. And then once those are gone, I need to get a sweater. I always slip up on that. I really want to get the other balsam one. Is it fresh balsam? Maybe it is fresh balsam. There's a balsam one that is really good, and it's mixed with like mahogany teakwood or something. And then I want to get sweater weather. So if there's a sale, tweet me and let me know when it is, because I unsubscribed to their email blast because I kept getting one every single day. And I was like, I've had it with you. And I get their mailers in the mail. Also this week, we got that fucking presidential alert on our phones. You guys, we're literally living in that book, 1984. And it's so crazy to me when people are like, oh, it's not that bad, blah, 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 blah. But like, chunk by chunk, it's just being chiseled away. Like, you know, it's like piece by piece by piece, the little tiles are falling, you know what I'm saying? And it's so subtle, and people just, like, I see the bigger picture, like, I see the bigger end goal for them, and like, for almost, I want to say like a coup of like our government just taking it over and, you know, not letting the people be the voice of what's happening and, you know, having a say and just, you know, now texting everyone's phones for what? Like what could possibly there be nationwide that, I don't know. I mean, maybe per area, like in different zones, I don't know. But like, I don't know. It's some like George Orwell shit going on, and Black Mirror could never. It's like happening now. Like all those episodes of Black Mirror we all joke about, they're all happening. Like it's all happening. The next thing we know, there's gonna be robot bees flying around killing people. We joke about it now, but who knows? I don't know. They need to, there's so many, that's a different video. Anywho, that is all from me this week. I have to get this edited and get this up and then get back to work, bitch, on my other stuff that is coming. I am also going to a wedding tomorrow, so I need to just get my look together. I'm doing black blazer, black pant, black shoe, and then I have a black shirt that has a white, almost looks like marker dots. It's like a, it's polka dot, but they're small, and it almost looks like hand-painted dots in white. And then I think I'm gonna do a bow tie. I'm gonna see if it looks cute, and then if not, I'm just gonna do a slim black tie with that. And then my hair, which is gonna be done like this, so I'll just get like a little bit of product. And I mean, you guys can see, like, I am so shocked that this guy was able to get the length right on all of it, and it's not fucked up. Anyway, that's all for this week. Thank you guys for watching or listening, and let me know, send me a tweet. What do you want me to talk about in these chats? Do you want me to do more pop culture? Do you want, because I know I went off a little bit on politics last week, and I'm not doing that this week because I need to block some of it out for a hot second because it was really taking its toll on me. And just all the stories and stuff people were sharing, I just was feeling a lot of, I was feeling a lot of people's pain because I do feel like I'm an empath where, you know, if I see somebody crying, I start crying. Or if someone else is stressed out, I feel their stress. Do you guys ever get like that? I know I have a couple friends who are like that. But just seeing everyone share their pain and their frustration and their sadness just really, I felt like a sponge and I just like soaked it all up and I just laid in bed. Though, like last week after I posted my weekend chat, which I was very mad in, I completely shut down. Like I got it up and I was on an adrenaline kick and then I just shut off for hours. And I even had to cancel a recording session that night because I told my friend, I'm like, listen, I can't get out of bed. I'm completely shut off. And so I need to take care of my brain, I guess you could call it. Well, yeah, it is fucking brain. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Thank you so much for watching, and send me a tweet. Let me know what you want me to talk about next week, or if you have any ideas for topics and things you'd like me to chat about. And I will see you guys next week. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.